evening. Welcome to Make It to the Finish Line Radio Show. I'm glad to hear founder CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Wheel Smokehouse, where the smoke is real. And we have a special guest in the studio.
Hi, my name is Gloria Cousins. I'll speak with you later on about dating after a spouse dies.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, informative information. We would like to thank Steph for our intro music, A Time to Build Off of His Keeping It Smooth CD. And we are hoping that you are going to be chilling and listening to what we have to bring to you this evening. Cassandra?
Mom? Yeah, how are you today?
I'm good.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
Well, my weekend was very good.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, to elaborate, Mom, what did you
well,
do?
Well, what did I do? Well, Friday night, you know, I was at the show place to get my ballroom dancing on.
Right.
Saturday, I was out and about, just, you know, doing what should do, or Gladys does. And then Sunday, I went to breakfast with my niece, who was here from out of town, your cousin. Then I came back home, and I chilled all day long. Then, the 4th of July, did I miss the day, Monday? What did I do Monday? Back down at the show place again to get my dancing on. And then the 4th of July, all of my children's house. You were my first stop. Then I went to William's house. Then I went to Shelly's house. Then I came back home, ate my little dinner that I cooked. So I had a full weekend.
Well, it sounded like it was pretty full. Well, what I did, no life, so you know we did life. The holiday was what, Monday? No, Tuesday. It was yesterday. So Sunday, we took out the grill for the first time. We was able to pull it up the Rouge. We got up there about 7 p.m. Yes, I thought it was kind of late. But we still went up there. We wanted to see what was going on. We were able to sell some of our famous Tennessee wares at Rouge Park. We had our barbecue on deck. We had barbecue chicken. And we were able to introduce ourselves to a lot of the people at Rouge Park. So that was pretty good. We had a pretty good time with that. What else? Friday. I don't think I really did anything Friday. And then, of course, I got myself there for first Saturday. We always do first Saturday of the month down at the show place. And it was interesting. My aunt was celebrating her birthday. It was red, white, and blue. Everyone came into their colors. They looked very, very nice. We did good other than the fact that my aunt, she, we did these little bitty wings.
Were they real little bitty?
When I say little bitty, she thought she was doing something different to save me a little time so I wouldn't have to fry a lot of chicken. I prefer frying that chicken because when I say these were some mini, mini wings, I can put all 5 of the mini wings that we serve in the palm of my hand. That's how small they were. So, of course, we had to give away 10 to make up for those the little small wings that my aunt thought she was doing a fantastic thing adding those. But other than that, that was how my weekend went. How about you, Miss Cousins?
Oh, well, I had a very fun and fulfilled weekend. Although my honey darling was gone out of town, I still managed to have a good time with family and friends.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Your honey was gone out of town.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We're just going to jump right into it. We're going to jump right into how soon should you start dating when a spouse passes? I guess I'll say I'm married now, and I really don't know how soon you should start dating when your spouse passes. I mean, that's really something to think about because it can affect if you have kids. I know we have talked about it, Mookie and myself, and I told him, hey, I don't want them in my house if he get a new woman. That's just how I feel. I don't want her in my house. I want him to go out and get another house for him and her. That's just my feelings. I don't know how other people feel, but we talk about this all the time and we joke. And I know some other married couples that's out there, they might talk about it and joke too, but it's when we say we joking about it, it's really a serious, serious situation. And you have to really, ask yourself, what, I mean, even when you have adult kids, I mean, it's a touchy situation, Mom. When you have adult kids, and I'm seeing some situations where I've known some people whose spouse have passed, and it's kind of hard for their adult children to see their parent with someone other than that mom or that dad who have passed.
Well, I'm going to tell you how we felt when my mother passed, and we found out that AJ was talking to somebody. We were very, very upset with him. It was almost to the point that we really didn't talk to him, and we were all in the same house, but we were of age.
Well, you were adults. You were past 18.
Right. We were past 18. And, I mean, and, you know, it took us years to really understand that him being a male, he had to have somebody to talk to because, you know, our mother was sick for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So we really couldn't picture him really, like, talking to anybody.
Wow. So did all the kids feel that way?
Yes.
Wow. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know, Miss Cousins. I mean, I don't know how comfortable you feel, but just tell us just briefly your situation. I've known you. I've known your husband, you know, since I was a little girl. I mean, well, I'm grown now, so I can talk
with you now. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody out in radio land. This is Gloria. And I'll just give you a little background information. I have been with my husband for 45 years, and I'm 65. And he was 66 when he made his transition. And this type of situation is strange and weird for everybody, family and friends. So I just want to let you know that I have been knowing this guy like 20-something years ago, went to school together, that type of thing. So after Andrew died, I somewhat assumed that I was going to get somebody else. I was pretty sure I would, because after you be married a long time, you really, you know, you like being married, apparently. I mean, if you're not just being married just for the sake of being married, if you really, truly love being married. But I wasn't really just looking for anyone right at that time. But however, he came along and scooped me up. So what am I supposed to do? Just say no? Why? Everyone wants somebody to go down the middle of the road with in this life. So, of course, that don't stop you from loving the person that died and all of that. Now, you can sit back and be gloom and doom, or you can move on with life, because we all going to have to cross that road someday. And my husband, knowing me, he probably wouldn't be surprised that I have somebody now, because that's just the kind of person I am.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions? I don't know. Maybe I'll answer something as we go along.
So, I know you have adult children as well, and I know you have siblings. What was the response from your siblings and your children? Because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing adult children are having a big problem, even though they are married. They have their own life, and they seem to not understand the mother or the father to be able to go on and continue with their life. For them to, because at the end of the day, I think it's about that person being happy. And like yourself, anything over 10 years being married to someone, you do get used to being with someone. And I always tell my husband, there is a habit. You have habits, and it's either a good habit or it's a bad habit being with someone. But it is a habit being with someone every single day. So if you was married 45 years?
Yes, it could be. It's a good habit, too, sometimes.
Yeah, good habits, bad habits. But you said you were married 45 years. That's a long time. That's
yes.
A long time being with someone. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Miss Walton, and hi, Miss Flanoic. Thank you for joining our show on Facebook Live.
So the question was, you wanted to know how did my adult children react to that? Well, I did get some flack from family and friends. You can believe that. Everybody had their opinion of how it should be, and for the most part, and especially sometimes being a Christian, you get a whole lot of flack.
What you mean? The church folks are saying something?
Yes.
Wow, elaborate.
Oh, my God. Now, that's a whole nother subject. Maybe you can call me back on another day and we can talk about these Christians.
Really? Who saying do not judge. Those people in the church saying don't pass judgment and saying something?
All of that.
Oh, wow.
And so some of my siblings thought that I was being taken advantage of, but I guess that would happen, which it's the same if it's a man or a woman. People think their father is being taken advantage of. Folks think their mother is being taken advantage of. But for the most part, my kids were okay because he wasn't a stranger. Maybe that made it better. I don't know. But for the most part, they was all pretty happy for me.
Okay.
Because they seen the type of life that me and their father had. So me loving him and him loving me had nothing to do with me dating.
Okay.
Cassandra, do you have something else you want to add?
I don't know. I just really, like I said, I think it's a touchy subject. But like I said before, I just think if that person is happy, then that's really what it's all about. It's not about what the kids think. It's not about, I mean, everybody has feelings and everybody is going to have opinions, but it's what the individual feel. Because I look at people like that and then, you know, I always wonder, well, how soon is too soon? Is it a 6 months? Is it?
No time frame on that.
It's no time frame. So let me ask you this. Do you feel, you just said that you don't stop, you're never going to stop loving that spouse who passed even though they're gone. But do you feel, I don't know. It's, to me, it's just a hard subject to deal with. And then when you have someone close to you that this is going on, and then that your kids is not there to support you. And when you have parents who are getting up in age,
right,
and you think about, hey, I want to spend as much time with my mom or my dad that I have that they are living. So you have to ask yourself, is it about you or is it about your mother or your father? Those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And it just, you just don't want to have something happen and you don't have that time with your parents. You're just being selfish and just about your own needs and your own wants. Think about with your mother or father wanting to be happy. I mean, Ma, what you think?
I agree with you 100% that if the children are adults, then that's a different story. But what about if the children are under 17? That's going to affect them differently.
It's going to affect the children differently because of the age?
Right. They're not going to, how can I say, I've seen cases where children, they resented anybody that their parents were involved, that surviving parent was involved with.
Okay.
And they really made it hard for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a touchy, like you said, it's a touchy subject.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading Karen's comment, Special K. Me and Mookie, you know me and Mookie joke about it all the time. I would tell Mookie, and I don't know if you heard me say this earlier, but I told Mookie if I was to pass that I wouldn't have nobody up in this house, because even when it came to life insurance, he asked me how much did I want to be covered and how much did he need to be covered. And I told him he didn't need to put that much on me. Because ain't no lady gonna come in and be living off my money.
Oh,
so
see,
that's how I'm seeing it. I'm like, he ain't need to have that much life insurance for me. You know, because I'm not gonna
you wanna live really good.
Yeah, hello. Wanna live really good. I'm just keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
And so I told him I didn't want nobody up in my house. But that's just
how I'm talking now. Of course, I wouldn't have no say-so because I wouldn't be here. And I think that's a subject that's kind of touchy with people, but I just really feel as long as that person is happy, and when you have adult children who got their own spouse, got their own life, you can't be selfish and not want your mom or dad to go ahead and continue their life, especially if you had a parent who had been ill for a long time.
Right.
You don't know how that other spouse was feeling. You know what I'm saying? So you just really got to think about self and ask yourself, if it was you, would you want someone else if you've been married all these years? And would you deprive yourself that? And that's how I do a lot of things. I ask myself if it was me. So, Miss Cousins, you said you had something else you wanted to say?
Well, that was one important thing you said, because when even though my husband died rather suddenly, but we still had 2 weeks, and you don't know what couples talk about, not only when they are ill, but all the time when they're on this pillow talk, you know?
Okay.
And so you don't know what people discuss. And as being a social worker, I understand it's a case-by-case situation. Folks are going to be different because people have different belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know. They may want you to get somebody else. So they could have their spouse blessing.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, and that makes sense. That do make sense. They would. You never know what people talk about. Well, hey, honey, if I was to leave here, would you give me your blessings for me to move on? You're going to have some people who are going to say, hell no. And then you're going to have some people who say, you know, I want you to be happy even though I'm not here. So that is something to think about. So you married people out there, I mean, call in. If you have anything you want to say, call in to 1-646-378-0378 and let us know what you're saying. Let us know how you feel. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Smoke is real. I said it. Smoke is real. Big Wheel Smokehouse. Our barbecue sauce packed with flavor on top of flavor. Made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wheel Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, a rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, caramel, pecans, and coconut. And for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with a cream cheese. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wheel Smokehouse where the smoke is real.
And the smoke is real. Cassandra, give them your information if they would like to place an order or anything.
The phone number is 313-718-5581. You can contact us through Facebook or Instagram on Big Wheel Smokehouse. And remember, we have that famous Hennessy sauce. If you don't want to make your own sauce, you can buy our original Big Wheel Smokehouse sauce as well. And the phone number again is 313-718-5581. Or you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Big Wheel Smokehouse, where the smoke is real.
Yes, it is real. And you really have to try those Hennessy wings.
Yes, the Hennessy wings are excellent.
Okay, Cassandra, do you have anything else you want to add regarding our topic?
I think the topic was really good. It's a serious topic, and I think we got some good information from Ms. Cousins, and we might be able to have helped someone. I don't know. It was a touchy situation. What about you, Ma? You really didn't say much other than what was going on when your mom passed with your dad.
Well, you know, all I have to say is that even though, like I said, we were adults, later on, years, you know, after our mother had passed, we really understood what was as far as him having somebody to talk to, somebody to be a companion with, we kind of understood after that, and we, you know, forgave him because, you know, men are going to be men. And like you said, that they have certain needs just as a female would too. So I don't think they're putting a time limit on something like that. Like Ms. Cousin said, it's really up to the individual.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. So, Ms. Cousins, do you have anything else you would like to add?
No, we will have to continue another day because there's a lot to say about this.
Okay. And we're gonna bring you back because there is a lot to cover about this situation. Because I mean, it's real talk. This go on every day. People lose spouses every day. And, you know, we got to figure out how everybody can be happy. But then you can't please everybody. Everybody not going to win.
Which is true. And then when it comes to the kids, especially adult kids, they just have to accept the fact. I mean, like, they're living their life anyway. And to be, you know, to want your parenting unhappy, I don't think that's really fair.
I agree with that 100%.
Hey, Valerie, thanks for tuning in to Facebook Live, making it to the Finish Lines radio show. So, moving on, Cassandra, do you have your couponing tips for today?
Yes, I do. Every week I bring you something from Kroger's. You know, Kroger's is my favorite store to go to, especially with having your Kroger Plus card. Right now they have the 5 for 5 when you have your digital coupons. You can put that right onto your Kroger card. So right now school is out. I know a lot of people are trying to figure out what we need to do and what to buy to have on hand for the kids. Cereal. I know a lot of people with kids go through a lot of cereal. They have the cereal on sale right now, your Post cereal. It's on sale for $1.99. They also have Pop. Everybody love Vernis and Pepsi. You have the 2 liters. It's on sale for 88 cents. Please don't forget the 10-cent deposit so you know you're paying 90 cents. Sometimes you get up to the register and wonder where's all this change coming from. Kool-Aid Jams. You have them for $1.88. Get about 5 boxes of them because the kids is going to go through them. It's hot outside. You know kids get one after one after one. They go outside. They got to wash their hands. They got liquid soap on sale for 89 cents. Dial liquid soap. But when you do the Kroger's 5 for 5, I know a lot of people have not heard about the 5 for 5. You go on Kroger's.com, you sign up, and you will be able to use that coupon 5 times. Like right now they have apple juice on sale, peanut butter, and dressing. 99 cents or either $1.99, you can get that same product for 5 times. But you got to use it at one time. You can't get 3 today and then want to come back tomorrow and get 2 more. That's not how it works. So always look at your receipt when you go to Kroger's. You're going to see your savings. I love Kroger's, and you make sure you do everything with your Kroger Plus card, and you can use them for your fuel points. So that's also good to look into. That's all I have, Mom.
That's all you have for that? You don't have any recipes for our listeners?
I don't have any recipes because right now what we're doing, Mookie is not eating meat right now, so it's very hard. So all I have been doing is doing a lot of dishes with vegetables, and Leah have to remind me every day that she's not on the diet with Dad, that she can have a hamburger, she can have a hot dog, and she can have some ribs. So I have to try to do a regular meal and incorporate this vegetable meal that I'm fixing for Mookie. So I really don't have any recipes today.
Okay, now I'm going to move on to making it to the finish line news. Experience the tradition of cotillion. Calling all parents, we are recruiting for our fall session. Put your youth ages 7 to 17 in a program that gives youth a well-rounded individual in today's society. Old to be young and elegant and young and debonair. Some of the sessions that we offer are elegance, enhanced social grace, poise, self-esteem, community service, conflict resolution skills, etiquette, how to attain employment, and this biggie, improving communication between parent and youth. The program helps our youth to become well-rounded individuals. Most of our youth have been exposed to so many things that are too heavy for them to carry, but our program helps them through those personal and sometimes tragic experiences so that they are whole and able to move on afterwards. Our session will start September the 9th. We're going to Saturday, and we're hoping that more parents will be able to take advantage of the program. We'll be meeting second and fourth Saturday from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information and the application, you can download it on our website, www.mittfl.org. Or you could go to Facebook and look up Making It to the Finish Line, and you'll see a lot of pictures of what we do. We encourage you to register early. Register by August the 31st, 2017. You will receive a discount off of $50 registration fee. If you're interested, you can contact Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596. And the highlight of the program is the Cotillion Ball. And I have to tell you, when you see those youth in their white dresses, the guys in their seals, I mean, it is just something to see. And then to see them ballroom dancing, this works on their social skills. So those of you who are listening and watching on Facebook Live, share this information. Our goal is to have 20 youth in the program, and I'm sure that it's going to fill up really fast. We're also adding Star of the Week. Parents, if you have a youth that you think should be a Star of the Week, Making It to the Finish Line would like for you to send to us in 100 words or less why you think your youth should be the Star of the Week. One youth will be selected each week from the essays that are sent in. If you would like for your youth's picture to accompany their essay, your essay, if selected, please provide us a picture headshot only. They will be showcased on our website, www.mittfl.org, our Facebook page, facebook.com/mittfl, and showcased on our radio show, Making It to the Finish Line, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. On Wednesday, July the 19th, we hope to have our first Star of the Week. Star of the Week essay has to be emailed to makingittothefinishline@att.net. So parents, if you have a youth that you think should be Star of the Week, just send in 100 words or less. Email your essay to makingittothefinishline@att.net. Next, we have coming up, Making It to the Finish Line, What Your Bike Like. We're sponsoring a fundraiser for a young man, Kyrie Strong, who lost his legs to a flesh-eating bacteria. This young man is only 13 years old, and he is remarkable. I mean, when I say remarkable, his spirit. It's just amazing how he has bounced back from losing both of his legs. So we want everybody to come out on July the 22nd, 2017.
With your bikes.
With your bikes. I'm going to have my bike, and I'm going to be riding out with the Hotspot Rollers, G-Mob, and Glow. We're going to be riding out on our bikes. We're going to be riding to help Kyrie walk.
Not only do you need your bikes, but we need your children as well.
I'm trying to raise money for his
prosthetic legs.
And this is going to be July the 22nd, 2017, at Earshow Place. That's where everybody is meeting up. There will be Kyrie Strong t-shirts available to purchase. We ride so he can walk. It's not a movement. It's a way of life. So that's July the 22nd, 2017, and it's a fundraiser. It starts at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and riding on our bikes at 7 p.m.
And we're also going to have food to purchase as well. So come, mingle, meet Lil Curry, meet his parents. And I just want you guys to think about it with you. This was a young man who was healthy. We saw Curry when he was playing baseball, playing football. He's an athlete. You know, it's not no, but he is an athlete. And he said he's going to play again. He's going to walk again. And I believe him. So just think about it. If this was your child, if your child wakes one day, his throat is hurting, they take him to the hospital. The hospital sent him home, say nothing is wrong with him. His mom still knowing her child, knowing that he's not feeling right, they take him to another hospital, another children's hospital. Immediately, they take him to emergency and take and operate on his leg. And they, because the bottom of his feet was black, his legs were dead. They had to take his leg that day. So imagine your 12-year-old have to have one leg amputated. And then a couple of months later, they have to amputate the other leg. So just think about that for a minute. You're talking about a 12-year-old. But I tell you, his spirit is so amazing when you talk to this young man and you think the days that you are on your bad day can never be what he's going through. And think about his parents. I mean, Curry is a strong young man, but he had to get that strength from someone. So he got that strength from his mother, from his father, and from his grandparents. So whatever we can do to try to help them, to help him get his prosthetic legs, and even with medical bills, because you know his medical bills got to be over $100,000. I know a lot of people can say, well, that has nothing to do with us. But you would want that to be done if that was going on with you and your family. So just think about it. Bring your bikes out. Come get a Curry Strong shirt. Bring those checks. We need those dollars. So they can kind of help out Curry's parents a little. And that's really what we're here to do, is to help one another. Mom, what you got to say?
I agree with you 100%. You know what? If I'm going to get on a bike, you know, hey, they need to have them dollars just in case I fall off the bike.
Well, we're not going to even put that out in the universe. We're not going
to
put that
right
out.
I don't even know if I can still ride a bike. I haven't been on a bike in years. I'm going to have to be like I'm going to have a training wheel on my bike, but I'm going to be out there riding with y'all. I may be slow, but I'm going to be out there riding my bike to help Curry walk.
That's right, and that's what it's all about.
Okay, we also have coming up on the first Saturdays, we have Super Soul Saturdays. That's for Boomers and Beyond. So the first Saturday for August is the Ultimate Collaboration 3, Old School Blue Light Basement Party.
What is a boomer? You say that's for booming up. What is that?
40 and over.
Oh, okay.
You know you're over 40. So, I know. Excuse me. So that's Saturday, August the 8th. Saturday, August the 5th, 2017. It starts at 8:05 p.m. to 2 a.m. Attire is old school 70s versus 80s dress contest for both decades. And our honoree is no other than DJ Rod Edwards on the ones and twos. The tickets are on sale. It's a BYOB. Setups available. Big Wheel Smokehouse will be in the kitchen. So come on out. No cooler, no ice, and no food allowed. And this is at Ears Showplace, 2140 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan.
What you saying? No coolers, no ice?
No food allowed. You know, some people be bringing in them coolers. They think they go bring in the coolers with their drinks in it.
Oh, wow. Is that what they do now?
Yes.
They did in the 70s.
Right, the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, my goodness. Not still in 2017. I've never saw there no coolers and no ice. Okay, that's different. But just remember, first thing, I mean, we have a really good time. So you boomers, need to come on down and have a good time on first Saturday and come say hi to Big Will Smokehouse. And while you saying hi, order you up order you some Hennessy wings. You can't get the Hennessy wings nowhere else but here at the first Saturday, and also placing an order with Big Will Smokehouse.
Okay, we have our breast cancer awareness luncheon up Saturday, October the 28th, 1 to 4 p.m. We'll be honoring breast cancer survivors. If you are a survivor or you know of someone who is a survivor, send us their contact information so we can send them a formal invitation. You send their name with their contact information to mittfl@att.net. Tickets are $10 in advance. And where is it going to be held? Ears Show Place, 2140 Holbrook. And for more information, you can visit our website, www.mittfl.org, or you can call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-0596, or you can call Gloria Cousins, 248-96-1035. And last year, we honored 20 breast cancer survivors. I told you, everybody looked so nice in their pink.
They did, and the information that they gave out was really,
really
great.
Oh, yes, the information was really, really great.
And ladies, let's not wait until October to go get a mammogram. If you know you're at that age, go get a mammogram. If you're scared, take a friend. Take two. Because, it's serious about the breast cancer. So a lot of people want to wait on breast of mud is in October, I'll go then. No, don't wait. If it's that age, what is the age that they start with the mammograms? Is it 35? Is it?
Yep, 35.
35. So if you're 35, it's time for you to go. Yeah, you can be scared. And my mom, she's the worst person that can tell you about getting a mammogram. She swear that she is not right for 2 days after she get a mammogram. But she really be terrified and she be frightened and she just can't make it. She be, oh my God.
And that's on the event. I feel like by the time I get the mammogram, if I didn't have breast cancer,
what, they didn't squeeze it?
They squeezed it so much, I'd be like, wow.
Whatever the case might be, these are things that we have to do as women, and a lot of you feel that you are so busy, but never be so busy about your health. If you have to go, and I was guilty of that myself, I put off my mammogram, it was like 2 years. If you don't have insurance, they have our clinics out here where you can get free mammograms. So just know it's 35 and up. But if you have history in your family with people having breast cancer, then you need to go. You don't need to wait till you're 35. If you're in your 20s, because they do have people in their 20s with breast cancer, and they also have males. My husband had a friend whose father passed with breast cancer. So men, you too as well can get breast cancer. So like I said, if it runs in your family, you need to let your doctor know your history so you can get checked out as well. But please, please do not put it off getting a mammogram because it's very important.
All aboard. Making It to the Finish Line presents 2018 Annual Fundraiser Pre-Mother's Day Cruise. And guess where we're cruising to?
Where?
The exotic Mexican Riviera. This is May 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. And listeners, guess what? You can put this in the layaway. How many have ever heard of putting a trip in the layaway?
Wow. You can lay away until next year. How about that?
We're going to be celebrating a tribute at sea to the mother figure in your life. This is the ideal time to honor your mother or the woman who has been like a mother to you with a cruise vacation. Even honor yourself. What better way to spend a Mother's Day week in the exotic Mexican Riviera? We still have some cabins available. If you're interested, visit our website, www.mittfl.org. The registration form is there. You need to get your deposit in as soon as possible where you can get one of these cabins that we still have available, and they are going fast. If you've never been on a cruise, this is the time to do it. since you can put it in the layer away. We have something else. Earn a free cruise. Just ask us how.
But you got to call in.
You got to call us. You got to contact us. Find out how you can earn a free cruise. You can call Gladys Pearson, 313-460-056. Or you can call our travel person, Marlene Burdett, at 313-877-8330. It's 10-11. You don't want to get left behind. You want to go on this cruise, treat yourself, or treat that person who is a mother figure in your life. And I cannot tell you. I'm afraid, you know, of cruises. My arm was twisted. They say if making it to the finish line is putting this off, I have to go. So you know what?
Tell a little bit about your experience at your last cruise.
The last cruise I went on, it was a free cruise. My sister had one. Okay, we drive down to Florida. That's a long ride. Traveling with my sister Marlene, she don't like to stop. I had to complain the whole time we were traveling. So once we got to Florida, got to the ship, I don't know what happened. I had to tell her, you're going to have to leave me because I can't get on this boat.
You were scared to get on the boat?
I had a panic attack or something. I could not. They was just going to have to leave me. I told her, go ahead and leave me. I'll be there when she got back.
You was going to be where? At that?
I was somewhere in Florida because I could not get on.
How many days was it?
It was 7.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Right for me.
Wow.
Hopefully
this experience is going to be better.
Right. The more going to look at me talking about, girl, when you come, I said, y'all going to have to, I can't get on this boat.
Well, hopefully your experience is going to be a little better next year.
I hope so. But anybody interested in going on this cruise, visit our website, www.mittfl.org. The registration form is there, and as I said, we still have some cabins available for you to join us on this pre-Mother's Day cruise to the exotic Mexican Riviera. Cassandra, do you have anything else you want to share?
I don't know. I just want to tell everyone that, remember last time we were talking about date night? We just want you guys. Gloria, do you do date night?
Yeah, I mean, it's no specific date set aside. Every day is a date night as far as I'm concerned.
I just want to tell people to get back into date night again. Get back into dating your significant other and just getting to learn them all over again. Date, have a good time. And then those who are in bike life, remember, no bike, no life.
Now, you're talking about date night. And
what, Ma?
Bike, no life.
Right.
Let me tell you about an incident that happened when Cassandra went on a date night. My granddaughter, you know, Cassandra just drops her off.
At the club.
Don't come in and tell nobody anything. Somebody had to tell me, you have a package in your office. I said, what? A package? So the door is closed.
Who was the package, Leah?
Leah. The security guy said, Sam didn't even come in. She just kept right on going. Now, how did she know I was still here? I could have been gone.
Ma, this family.
I don't care.
Leah, hey, this is family. That's why I brought her down here to the show place. This is a drop-off service just for my mother and Leah. I dropped Leah off. I saw the security guard. I came to the door, but Leah was acting stank. So I turned right back on out the door. So I left her here with her nana.
Right.
For and our then, date night.
For the date night. And then we get ready to go. Can I call my mama? Okay, go ahead and call your mama. Are you going to come back and pick me up? Now, we talking about this is date night for Cassandra and Mookie. And I don't know what kind of conversation it took place, but she had a stank face. Because she didn't want to go home with her nana. She wanted her mother to end her date night to come and pick her up.
So you guys know we left her with her nana.
Right. Fast forward. We leave. We go to Wendy. She wanted me to buy her a 4 for $4. Keep in mind, I'm on a fixed income. So I only had a little bit of money, but I shared with her. Get to my place. She wants to call her mother again. Now, I don't live around the corner from my mother for them to come and pick her up.
Well,
I don't.
Mother told me she was going to come and get me.
Now, she said, mind you, her mother said she was going to come and get her, but I knew her mother wasn't going to come and get her. So I'm sitting up there trying to eat my 4 for $4, and I look across the table. And I see these big old crocodile tears. And I'm saying to myself, I know she is not sitting up there crying. Now, keep in mind.
Not the 15-year-old.
Right. I say, Leah, you're 15 years old. And you're sitting up there crying. I don't care. She said she was going to come back and pick me up. I don't want this food. Now, keep in mind, I done spent my $5 on her.
Were actually 8 because you both had a 4 for $4
right.
And some change.
Right, and she acting all stank just to crying. I could not believe she was crying and wanted her mom and them to end their date night to come and get her. Whatever she had to do on Saturday, I mean, they weren't going to be, you know, been that early.
Mom, we kind of off. We just want everyone to go out and do date night. If you haven't did a date in over a month, it's time to get with your significant other and do date night. I don't care where you go. If go on a river walk, look at the water. You got to keep alive. Go on the river walk. Hold hands if you have hands in 10 years. There's a problem. It might be. You might really not understand. I mean, look into each other's eyes. Do your significant other eyes still shine when they look at you? If their eyes is not shining, there's a problem. You need to get those eyes back shining again. So do the date night. Just call them certain names. You know, the special names you have for them, if you want to call them Sweetness, Boo, Bae, whatever that name is you have for your significant other, but get back to loving one another. Get back to enjoying each other. And I'm not just telling you guys that for yourself. I'm trying to do the same thing myself. That's why I had to start back with our date night.
Well, I hope that when she do date night again, she have a date night babysitter.
Well, if not, y'all know where Leah going to be at. She's going to be up here at the show place, you know, dropping off the package. So, hey, everybody out there who on those bikes, you know, I always tell my mother, no life, no bike. So you got to get you a bike because we was at the Shane Park. We heard a skate. Did anybody see T.I. on stage with Tiny? Are they breaking up? Are they staying together? I thought they looked beautiful. We was able to see the concert when we went down to Shane Park on our bikes last night. So we saw Escape. Back on stage after 18 years, I thought they did good, but I really love seeing T.I. and Tiny together. I'm all in the hype. Yes, I am. I'm all for it. So I'm going to give it back over to Mom.
I see that my niece is watching. Hi, Siobhan. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, Siobhan, girl.
Miss Cousin, do you have any last-minute words that you would like to say?
They kind of caught me off guard. I have a whole lot of things I do want to say. However, not today. Just keep living.
Keep living.
And go ahead on if your spouse is dead.
Oh, my God.
Go head on, and if you find somebody, consider yourself blessed.
I know that's right. Wow. I mean, how she said that, I mean.
Oh my God.
Right. I mean, I don't think that really came out that way.
Well, they do.
Wow.
They die.
Dead.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, they are dead.
And we are live, so, but, hey, anything is possible when you're live.
In the next episode, I'll have to talk about death. Then maybe we can understand.
Okay, I understand. Okay, yeah. You'll probably have to make that a little clearer for us, but that was something else right there.
Oh,
Ma, you have anything else to say? You have any motivation, inspirations going on over there?
Yes, I do have my motivation. Do everything with a good heart. Expect nothing in return. And you will never be disappointed. Now, I'm going to say that one more time.
Say it again.
Do everything with a good heart.
Uh-huh.
And expect nothing in return.
Okay.
And you will never be disappointed. This is so, so strong.
That is very strong. Very strong. I'll give them that information one more time, Bakari.
We're going to be writing out. On July the 22nd, 2017, we're going to be right. So everybody come out with your bikes, but don't forget them checkbooks, because at least this so baby can walk again. We need to raise money to get his prosthetic, because he's going to make it to the finish line. It started 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be riding out at 7 p.m., and I can't wait to ride on my bike. And this is sponsored by Finish Line, Hot Spot Roller, G-Mob, and Glow. All money that is raised will go to Curry to help Curry walk again. It's not a movement. It's a way of life. And this is Saturday, July 27th. 2017.
And Curry Father will be having t-shirts. We with the hashtag Curry Strong. Go on Facebook to Care for Curry. You will be able to read his story. You'll be able to see the different things where Curry went into surgery. He wanted to do some videos to let you guys know that he wasn't scared, that he was ready. So we want to look at Curry and look at some things in our life. Know that everything is going to be okay. When you look at this young man and see how strong he is, how amazing this kid is, you wouldn't want to do anything else but to help him be able to walk again. Remember, we riding for Curry to be able to walk again. And it's not he will walk again. He's going to play again because that's what's in his heart. And we wanted to root him. We are right there with him every step of the way. And I know at times it gets hard for them, being parents, seeing your baby like that. But we're gonna get it with them. So we're going to ride for Curry. We're going to bring it in. We're going to be selling refreshments. Curry Strong t-shirts is going to be on sale. And, hey, we'll make it happen.
If anybody would like to make a donation and you're not local, you can go to Make It to the Finish Line website. There's a donate button there. And there's a room for you to put the messages put on there. Donation Curry. Our website is www.mitfl.org. You can go to our website and donate button there, and you can make your donation through the site. But this is the cake that is for Curry Strong. Help Curry walk. So anybody that's listening and you're not local, you can still participate and donate. And I want the parents, for the star of the week, you don't have to be local. Your youth to be recognized as star of the week. If you would like your youth to be star of the week, just send in 100 words or less why you think your youth should be the star of the week. One youth will be selected each week from the essays that are sent in.
If you would like for your youth picture to accompany the essay, if selected, please provide us a picture headshot only. They will be showcased on our website, www.mittfl.org, our Facebook page, facebook.com/mittfl, and they will also be showcased on our radio show, Making It to the Finish Line, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. We would like to have our first Star of the Week by July 19, 2017. Email your information to Making It to the Finish Line at att.net. That's mittfl@att.net. Star of the Week. Are there any other last-minute comments anybody would like to make?
No comments, just due date night. Just get to it.
Due date night. Don't forget, date night is so important.
Yes, it is.
That's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whether you have a spouse, a significant other, you got to keep that relationship live. Because Cassandra would be saying that they thirsty out there.
That's
that
live.
They are really,
that's
really
live.
Thirsty. That, now, that was live.
They didn't. Oh, okay.
But we want to thank everybody who tuned in on Facebook Live. I hope you enjoyed the show. And, you know, let us know. You know, we're open for suggestion, any criticism. This was our first time doing Facebook Live, and I really enjoyed it. We got to really get used to it.
Right,
but we
right.
want to thank all of those, Special K. I saw Mookie, he was on. Miss Diane Flannoy.
Right, right.
Gigi Walton, one of my parents who had her three girls in the program.
Oh, okay.
My old colleague I used to work with, Valerie Jordan, was listening in.
Okay.
Watching.
Okay.
So.
We want to thank Miss Cousins for coming in.
Right,
we're
we want to thank. Right, we're going to bring Miss Cousins back because she has a wealth of information
mm-hmm.
on, you know, women topics. Because
and what are we going to talk about next week, just to give them something to marinate on?
Next week it is, I think it's the, we're bringing back, oh my God.
What is it?
Dating After 60.
Woo!
Dating After 60. That's going to be a doozy. And we really want y'all to call in.
Yeah.
Call in to the show. 646-378-0378.
Write that number down so you can call in because it's going to be interesting next week because we're talking about dating over 60 and I'm trying to find somebody for my mama.
Girl, please.
I know somebody 85.
Gloria, that's not funny. 60
seconds.
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Have a wonderful 6 week, and we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Can you see what the comments are?
Yeah, you're going to be able to watch it in a minute. You can watch the video again shortly.
Oh, boy.
25 views, 4 likes, and 33 comments.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
That's great for the first time.